of Emporia with Central Care Cancer Center. You can learn more about specific cancers, their risks, signs, symptoms, and what treatment options are available. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, so coming up, radiation oncologist Dr. Perez Tamayo will go into detail about lung cancer. Tune in Monday, November 8th after 11 on KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:42. We're very pleased to be joined this morning on our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight by Jayhawk Area Boy Scouts Representative Zach Mundy. Zach, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thank you for having me on here today. It's a gorgeous morning out here in Emporia.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Thanks for taking some time to join us as we continue our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight. And, you know, the Jayhawk Area Boy Scouts have been a community partner with the United Way for many years, and they do fine work. So what are things setting up for the fall here like for the Jayhawk Area Boy Scouts, Zach?
Well, Ron, we're finishing up our recruitment attempts this fall. We have a final recruitment night on the 18th out at the fairgrounds, and we'll be having that from 6:30 to 7:30. But this fall, we've had a interesting year, just kind of getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah, obviously, COVID-related issues affected all of us, and certainly the Boy Scouts were one of those. Let's talk about your big recruitment activity day coming up on the 18th. You mentioned Anderson Building. What will that entail?
We'll be having the kids and families come out. We handed out a lot of flyers just the other day here at the parade, and we'll have some games and activities for kids to come and play. We're going to have all of our units there, so families will be able to see all the options available here in town, and we'll have a lot of information to answer any questions they might have as well.
So, you know, back to the COVID year, how big of an impact did that have on the Scouts, Zach?
It definitely had an impact on the recruiting aspect. We had some problems interacting with the schools just because we wanted to make sure the kids were safe. But as far as programs related, we were able to continue having our programs through the year, and I can proudly say that we had a total of zero cases through our entire council due to any of our events.
Well, that is good to hear. Good to hear. So recruitment is underway, and what ages as far as scouting represent the Jayhawk Area Boy Scouts, Zach?
We have kids as young as 5 and as old as 17, as when you hit 18, that's when you become an adult in our organization. So anywhere from the ages of 5 to 17 is what we represent, boys and girls.
So how does the Boy Scout ladder work? Where do they start? What are they called? Is it packs or troops? How does this work?
Yeah, when at the age of 5, they start as a line, and from kindergarten through 5th grade, they go through our Cub Scouts. And once they hit the 6th grade, they age up and they join the Scouts BSA in either one of our local boy packs or boy troops or girl troops. It just depends on which one they're able to join.
All right, so boys and girls welcome then, huh?
Yes, they are, and that's definitely a change I've had to learn how to get used to since working there, but it's a good and welcome one.
So what kind of impact do you think that scouting has on young lives? What are the benefits of joining the Boy Scouts?
We've seen the impact in a lot of areas. It is shown to increase their grades in school as well as their behavior at home, and it also teaches a lot about life skills. I know I did Boy Scouts when I was young, and I learned a lot of life skills from it and a lot of skills that I wouldn't have learned otherwise.
You're talking with Zach Mundy with the Jayhawk Area Boy Scouts. This is our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight. So what kind of things you learn? You mentioned life skills, but specifically, you know, what kind of things do you learn and what kind of activities are Scouts involved with?
So I learned a lot of leadership skills, and one of the best things I took from it is my closest friend today, I got through Scouts. But some of the activities I got to do and that we also offer our kids is, you know, we do everything from camping to archery. We do arts and crafts. We do a lot of STEM-related activities for our younger kids. We teach them cooking, horseback riding. One of the local things that we're able to do here is nuclear fission, since we have one of the nuclear power plants nearby in Burlington. I think one of the other big ones that we have is welding. And we actually had one of our recent Eagle Scouts, he became a welder because of scouting. So we offer a wide variety of things and a lot of activities, but we have a camp up in Oskaloosa, and that's what we do, camps there every summer, and we offer a variety of different activities and merit badges that they can earn.
And I think all scouts are good at tying knots, too, aren't you?
I would hope so. That's one of our core things.
They're very good at it. That's a nice skill to have. There's no doubt about that. Let's talk about, Zach, your partnership with the United Way of the Flint Hills. How important is that to Boy Scouts?
The United Way of Flint Hills has been hugely important. At the beginning of COVID, they provided us with a lot of masks and sanitary materials, and that was absolutely key to making sure we were able to have a lot of our safe events. They've been supporting us for years. And they provide us with the necessary funding that does directly help the scouts here, whether it's through some of their membership fees if they need help, or through providing supplies for all of our activities.
Yeah, very important. And the United Way of the Flint Hills campaign fundraising drive is underway. Started in late August, so you can log on to UnitedWayOfTheFlintHills.org for details. And to donate if you have not been contacted. And all the, a lot of the workplace campaigns are underway, and the Small Business Blitz just finished up a couple of weeks ago. But this year's campaign headed by USD 252 Superintendent Mike Argabright. So please, your donation helps over 20 outstanding community partners, including the Jayhawk Area Boy Scouts. Zach, good job here this morning. It was good to talk to you.
It was good to talk to you, too. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, have a great day.
You, too.
Zach Monday, who's with the Jayhawk Area Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts, a very fine community partner of the United Way of the Flint Hills. And that was our spotlight here this morning. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:48. A little bit of sun peeking through out there and 38 degrees here.
Thanks, Ron. Good morning, everybody. Notre Dame took full advantage of its size differential on the way to a 104-47.
Greetings from Emporia First United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Ron Harris.